CAP Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're less than 3 months from this year's primary election in June, and one race is getting a lot of attention, and that is for California's next governor to replace Gavin Newsom. The top two Republican candidates are holding firm in recent polling, Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco. And some argue that's because there is a crowded field of Democrats vying for the nomination. With so many candidates, it's raising concerns within the Democratic Party that they will crowd each other out of the primary and allow two Republicans to advance to the general in a deep blue state. Yesterday, California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks sent an open letter calling on lower polling candidates to drop out of the race if they don't see a path to win. And the clock is ticking because the deadline to withdraw is this Friday. CAP Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald joins us now with more on this call for consolidation. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Vicky.
So, reminder, how many Democratic candidates are there currently running for governor?
There are 9 of them, and that's even after some earlier ones dropped out. I'll list them here for listeners so everybody knows the universe of people we're talking about. So there's former Congresswoman Katie Porter, East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell, billionaire and hedge fund founder Tom Steyer, former state controller Betty Yee, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, former Health and Human Services Secretary and former California Attorney General Javier Becerra, former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, State Superintendent Tony Thurmond, and former State Assembly Member Ian Calderon.
That is a mouthful. Those are a lot of candidates for just one party, the Democratic Party. Has there been a similar situation like this before, like such a crowded field with just a couple months to the primary?
Yeah, I can't say like too far back historically, but I mean, California has been a blue state reliably for the past 15 years following the Schwarzenegger administration, right? And I would say during both of those gubernatorial elections, it seemed like the party really consolidated around, Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. There were a few people running against Gavin Newsom, but it felt like earlier on there were less candidates, first of all, and earlier on there was a clear leader. And that doesn't really seem to be happening here.
Remind us how the primary system in California works, because it's top two.
Yeah, it's a top two primary. So that means that the two candidates that get the most votes in the primary advance to the general election, regardless of party. So like in the scenario that you were talking about at the top, if the two candidates that get the most votes in June are Republicans, those are the two options that California voters are going to have in November.
Yeah. And with 9 candidates currently, that can really dilute the vote among the Democratic Party.
Yeah. Not to say, like you said, this is a very blue state, that can't be blue, deep blue electorate that can't be denied. But there's a scenario where, so it's not to signal that now Californians are swapping and now all of a sudden want a Republican governor. It's that all these candidates are just splitting up the vote and diluting Democratic, support to make it so that it plays to Republicans' advantage.
So who are the candidates currently that are at the top of the pack?
So there's a recent poll that was out from the PPIC, and in that poll, it was Katie Porter, Eric Swalwell, and Tom Steyer are the only Democrats who are able to break double digits.
Yeah. And then in that same grouping, there was still Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton, the Republicans.
Yeah.
So they're in the top five.
They are. I mean, Steve Hilton was polling first. Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, this concern over potentially being boxed out, I mean, it's been growing within the Democratic Party. I mean, in the beginning, when we've talked about it on Insight, it seemed like something far off and something rare. But it seems like, especially after the California Party, Democratic Party convention, it was a concern that was brought up by multiple people. So you've been tracking this. How has this concern evolved and grown for this election?
Yeah, I think everybody keeps waiting for the moment where there's going to be a clear person to rally around, and it just hasn't happened. Like I mentioned, recent polls show Republican candidate Steve Hilton polling the highest. So, there is that concern about it being split up. We're getting down to the deadline now. Friday, March 6th is the deadline for candidates to officially file their paperwork to enter the race, which means it's also the last day for candidates to drop out and ensure their names don't appear on the primary ballot, right? So even if if they file this week and they say, oh, I'm going to keep going for another 2 weeks and then drop out, well, their name's going to appear on there. And that could take votes away from whichever other Democrat actually is running.
Yeah, that can confuse voters.
Yes, that's what's making the concern really come to a head this week ahead of this deadline. Mm.
So you mentioned the top five candidates that are leading the pack in recent polling from the Public Policy Institute of California. But how do those percentages shake out? Like when we say that someone is leading the pack, if you can kind of divvy it, help us visualize the percentages that these candidates are having.
Yeah, let me try to paint a picture. So like I mentioned, we're talking about the Public Policy Institute of California. They have the most recent poll on this race. Republican Steve Hilton, he's polling the highest at 14%. Then you have Democrat Katie Porter at 13%, followed by Chad Bianco. Eric Swalwell and Tom Steyer come after that. So think about this. We have Republican, Democrat, Republican, and then Democrats following. Other candidates, they were polling at 5% or less. So voters are really undecided and really splitting their support among these, you know, what is that, six other candidates. And it's also important to note that 10% of respondents said they still aren't sure. And I think that's what a lot of candidates are really saying, is that they're not sure that the public is really tuned into this race yet.
Hmm. Given that two Republicans are in the top five currently, tell us more about them. Who are they?
Yeah, so you have Steve Hilton. He's a conservative media personality and commentator. He's been in California for a while, but he's born in England. And then Chad Bianco is the sheriff of Riverside County in the Inland Empire. Very conservative, but that's a very purple part of California.
So the party chair for the Democratic Party, Rusty Hicks, he took a pretty bold step yesterday. He issued a letter urging the field to essentially thin out. What is he asking for?
Yeah, in this open letter, Hicks asked his party's candidates to really assess whether their candidacy and campaigns are viable, and use that language specifically, and warned that the possibility of the scenario where two Republicans are on the ballot in November. So he's essentially asking candidates to be honest with themselves about whether they have the resources and support to perform well in the primary. And the biggest indicator of that we have to go off of right now is polling.
Mm. Did he give any indication of what a viable campaign is, since he did use that word specifically?
Yeah, polling, I would say, is the main indicator. We went over some of the recent polling numbers. There are a handful of Democrats that have polled lower than others, specifically those that are under 5% right now. There are some that are at 1, 2, and 3%. And then money is another factor, right? Running a statewide campaign takes a lot of resources, and candidates that are raising more money, they're just going to be better equipped to have more longevity of a statewide campaign to make it through June and onto the ballot in November.
And this comes like not that long ago, like what, a little over a week ago, the California Democratic Party had its annual convention. They did not endorse a candidate. They couldn't reach that 60% threshold. So voters may be having a hard time rallying around a candidate, but the party is too.
Yes. No, I'm so glad you brought that up, Vicky, because I was there at the convention in San Francisco. What was that? A few weekends ago. And I was going around talking to people with my microphone. And that is one of the big things that delegates come to decide who they want to try to endorse. It's a really high bar to get 60% of delegates. So it was kind of clear that nobody was going to do that. But when was evident just when I was talking to people walking around, is that they were really torn and they thought, how can I possibly decide between all of these people?
Mm-hmm. Now that the party chair is asking, you know, candidates to look deeply into their campaigns, maybe consider pulling out, you know, to thin out the candidate pool among the party. Does the Democratic Party in California, do they have any teeth to actually enforce this?
I mean, there's nothing really to enforce, right? Like the Democratic Party, you know, Chairman Rusty Hicks, any other entity that has a stake in this year's gubernatorial election, they can't force anyone to run or drop out. Ultimately, that decision rests with the candidates themselves. But, you know, some of these groups, the party, you have Planned Parenthood also issuing a similar call to candidates. You have the California Federation of Labor Unions also saying, hey, we need to figure out who's going to move forward and who isn't. So you have these big voices in really big, influential voices and organizations in the Democratic mm-hmm. Party apparatus saying, we need to figure this out. I would think that would make candidates really take a deep think about their campaigns, but there's nothing anybody can force anyone to do. It's up to them.
Yeah. Well, the most visible Democrat in California is the governor, of course, Governor Newsom.
Totally.
I mean, has he weighed in on this crowded field? Is he even throwing his support? Has he endorsed a candidate?
No. And I promise, like, those of us that are showing up at his press conferences on a regular basis, that he gets this question at every single one. And I was at one of these press conferences on Monday in Hayward, and he was asked about the race, and his response was essentially that he hadn't had the chance to think about it.
But when I'm out in the community, people aren't talking to me about it, which is interesting this late, just weeks and weeks before early voting. And so as a consequence, I'm not directly as engaged as perhaps I might need to be.
So that was on Monday. But the very next day, he was asked this question again. So Tuesday, just yesterday, actually, and he told a CBS LA reporter that he was concerned.
And I be candid with you, my first reaction is, I get why he sent it. There is some concern. And my concern is a broader concern. The election's around the corner, and there's so much that has distracted us, so much of our politics. Yeah, it's hyper-local, but it's also national.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald about a recent letter from the California Democratic Party chair calling for lower polling candidates to drop out of the gubernatorial race if they don't see a path to win. So what was the response from the nine candidates to Rusty Hicks' letter?
Yeah, this is what I spent my day doing yesterday afternoon, trying to reach out to these different candidates and campaigns. And the prevailing reaction among Democratic candidates was that they're not backing down. They're not going to be deterred. They're going to keep running. Yee's campaign responded by announcing she officially filed her paperwork to enter the race. I got in touch with each campaign, and their spokespeople all told me similar things, that their candidates were just finalizing their signatures, finalizing their papers, and planning to stay in the race. And some of them, you know, really criticized the letter that Rusty Hicks sent out. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan released a statement saying, quote, voters choose the next governor, not political gatekeepers. So there was a lot of that pushback and sentiment among the different candidates.
So there wasn't any candidate weighing the idea of even potentially stepping aside.
If they are, they didn't tell me that in public. So I would say, yeah, the consensus really does seem to be that they're in it to win it.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, you alluded to this, that there are some candidates who not only are saying, like, no, I'm staying in, but they actually took offense to the letter.
Totally.
You know, how dare you ask me to step out? I mean, if you can kind of expand upon that, what are some of the concerns that they're raising about dropping out of the race?
Well, I think the one worth mentioning is that State Superintendent Tony Thurmond, he criticized the letter. He criticized the party for this call. And he released a video on social media yesterday in response to the letter. This is what he said.
The California Democratic Party is essentially telling every candidate of color in the race for governor to drop out.
So Thurmond here is saying that if the candidates with the least support in recent polls dropped out, that would mean all candidates of color, including himself, would drop out of the race, leaving all white candidates, Eric Swalwell, Katie Porter, Tom Steyer. So Thurmond really criticized the party, criticized the letter, saying it's an example of the Democratic Party having this top-down establishment approach. And then I also spoke with former Assemblymember Ian Calderon. He assured me he's staying in the race, and he's also been pretty consistently at the bottom of recent polls for his race, but he says it's still early on and that these polls are really just based on name ID. So he says, as a former state assembly member, he says, of course, there isn't a reason Californians statewide would recognize his name and that people haven't even really started tuning in yet. This is what he told me.
So this thing is wide open for a reason. I think the insiders are trying to cling to whatever they can to justify why it'll be easier for them if people just drop out.
Given that this is a midterm year, I mean, the governor race is top of the ticket, you know, for California. So what kind of impact could this have on Democratic candidates up and down the ballot?
Yeah, it's it's such an important thing to note here that it's really, you know, this year, it's not just the governor's race happening here in California. We know that races at the top of the ballot, like this race for governor, they impact down ballot races too. So if Republican candidates are the top two vote earners in the primary and they lock Democrats out of the general election ballot, that could disincentivize Democrats from turning out in November. And this really matters for congressional races. California usually has a handful of really close House races that actually end up influencing which party controls Congress. Not to mention that this is the first election under the new congressional map established through Prop 50. So there are five new districts that now lean Democratic, but those aren't just given. There are elections that need to happen. So in order for Democrats to actually pick those districts up, they need their party's voters to actually show up and vote. If there's no Democrat on the ballot for governor, that could really have an impact on turnout. So that's really why Democrats, there's a lot of worry about this, especially for what everything that they've worked for with Prop 50 and everything else. They need voters to actually show up to actualize their vision.
So much for you to follow. What are you keeping an eye on next?
There is so much to follow here. First and foremost, I'll be checking to see which candidates officially file by Friday's deadline. We have a few days left. It's possible that one or two candidates could have a change of heart. The Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks asks that they make a final decision to drop out, if they do stay in, to drop out and endorse another candidate by April 15th. So the next, you know, 5-6 weeks, we'll see what happens.
It really is crunch time.
Yeah, totally.
Laura, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Vicki.
That is Cap Radio State House politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald. We've been talking about a recent letter sent by the chair of the California Democratic Party urging gubernatorial candidates to check the viability of their campaign and potentially drop out ahead of the Friday deadline to withdraw from the June primary. Up next, Sacramento is home to an amazing array of public art. Besides making the city more interesting, they also add to an area's cultural history. We're going to learn more about one of them, a bright and bold statue in Midtown that caught our eye. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.